Welcome to Kingdom City Church's prophetic radio broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. Enjoy today's message.
One to the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Yeah. To the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16. Hallelujah. Whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Look at someone and say, I'm in it now. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Tell three people around you, I'm in it now. Look at somebody else and tell them way across the room. Tell them, I ain't going nowhere. Amen. Too close till my journey's end. Amen. Can we say that with confidence one more time? Say, I'm in it now. Amen. God, I like this scripture. This verse really shows a consistency. It shows a anchoring. It shows a consistency, an enormous amount of continuity. It seems like someone who has a made up mind to serve God no matter what. One thing that I like about the New Testament, when you look at people in the New Testament and those who serve God, you know, Peter and Paul and those who stayed with God through the storm and the rain, Matthew, John, you know, Peter, who was crucified and really went through a lot. John, who loved God so much that his persecution was his skin was boiled off of his body. You look at people like Paul, who loved God like, so my master, if you put me on a cross, I don't mind dying, but you got to hang me upside down. Because the Bible lets us know that they served God with a singleness of heart. There was no indecisiveness. They had a made up mind that for God they were going to live and for God they were going to die. They seemed to be extremely disciplined. You know, their love for God was not contingent upon money in their account. Come on, talk back to me. Their love for God was not contingent upon bills being paid or children being delivered. But one thing about the saints of old, they were going through hell, but they came to church. They didn't let nothing stop them from coming to the household of faith because they understood that I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. And I think they were very disciplined. And that's why even going into our consecration and our convocation this week, God is calling us even to a consecration, because the truth of the matter is, it is very easy to lose focus. It is very easy to come to church and go through the motions and dance and shout and scream and God begin to bless you and things begin to happen in your life. And you said that at the beginning of 2020, you were going to be focused, you were going to serve God. But my God, COVID-19 took us for a loop. You know, it caught some of us unaware. We didn't expect to be in the position that we're in today. All kind of attacks came. You've had to learn how to trust God in situations you've never had to trust him in before. You had to honor God and believe God. So we need to be refocused, because so many of us are losing focus. And what the enemy wants us to do is he wants us to become just like him. He wants us to become distracted, wants us to be focused on everything but what we need to be focused on. But look at somebody on the left and the right and say, it's time to get your focus back. And how many people know that the enemy is smart? No, for 1 minute, some of y'all think you real smart, but how many people know you are no match to the devil in your flesh? Amen. In your flesh, don't you think for one moment that you can outsmart the enemy? Is smart. He has a vantage point. How many people know that the devil knows your flesh? Oh, y'all want to be cute in here. How many people know the devil knows your weakness? Amen. He knows what you like. He knows what you attracted to, who you attracted to. He knows what trap to send your way. And how many people also know that the enemy knows how to attack you in your mind? Come on, let's be honest in here. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of what? Strong. Look at somebody and say, the devil is after your mind. Come on, talk to me just for a minute. Come on. He's after your mind. And the devil, if you don't be careful, he will fight your mind. He will come against you in your mind. He will have your mind focused on everything but what you should be focused on. Have you sitting in church, but your mind is not in church. Your mind is at Walmart. Your mind is trying to get somewhere and take a break. Your mind is coming up with schemes on how to sin. How many folk know the devil will have you thinking about doing wrong in church? Come on, y'all better talk. Y'all better, come on, y'all sitting up here being cute and wonderful. Hey, the devil know how to let the right thing pass by you and get your eyes on something you ain't got no business having your eyes on. And you coming up with a plan and a scheme to do something you ain't got no business. But clap your hands and thank God that he's given you power over your fault life. Clap your hands and give him a praise. Somebody shout glory to God. Devil knows how to beat us. He knows how to beat us with the world. He knows how to beat us. Can I take my time? He knows how to beat us with the world and beat us with the affairs of this life. If you don't be careful, the enemy will get you. And one of the main ways the enemy gets you is he will pervert you by your environment. He'll have you around people that don't have the same agenda and the same heart and the same passion as you. That's why he said, come out from among them. Be ye separated, saith the Lord. That's over there in 1 Corinthians 6:17. That's 2 Corinthians 6:17. Then he came right back in 1 Corinthians 15:33 and said, be not deceived, evil communication. It's gonna corrupt you on earth. That's what this text is about. I need to remind, please be seated. But that's exactly what this text is about. This text is about that. And I need you to remember this. I don't care how much you love your house. I don't care how much you love your car. This world is not your home. All right. I need you to get that. And I know some of you, hard for you to believe that, because this 21st century church seems to be focused on the world and not focused on eternity. I'm not living for now. I'm living to live again. I'm living, hey, Halabasha. I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. This is not my home. That's why I overcome evil with good. That's why I bless them that curse me. That's why I don't do to you what I want to do to you. Because I want to see them. And when I see them, I want to see them in peace. Come on. Want to hear them say, well done. Y'all ain't talking to me. But this world, tell somebody, this world is not your home. Tell you something, we should be poisoned. We should be troubled about what's going on in this world. We should be troubled about the perversion, the sin, the nastiness, the unthankfulness, the unholiness. Can I preach? We should be bothered with the perversion that done crept into our churches. Amen. Amen. It's not just in the world. The church is perverted now. Our preachers are perverted. Our praise and worship leaders are perverted. Our musicians, y'all ain't talking to me, are perverted. Why y'all act like y'all don't want to tell the truth in here? People are just perverted. Ushers are perverted. Members are perverted. It ain't just in the world. This thing done crept into the church. We should be troubled with the mess that has crept into the church. We should be troubled. And what the enemy wants us to do is he wants us to be poisoned with this world. He wants us to start wanting to be like the world, acting like the world. If any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creature. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things are what? Passed away. We got to be different. But the enemy wants us to become poisoned with this world. And almost, if you don't be careful, he'll have you thinking that living for the enemy is better than living for God. Amen. He'll have you causing you to look at people, know that it might look better on the other side, but can you afford the bill? Come on, say amen. The grass is greener, but can you afford the water bill? Sin makes you pay a price that you don't want to pay. Y'all ain't talking back to me. David said, I almost slipped when I saw the prosperity. You don't be careful, the enemy will have you looking at everything. Come on, y'all sit down. I'm not there yet, but the enemy will have you looking at everything around you, making you feel like serving God ain't no good. But I still believe serving the Lord will pay off. May not happen now, but after a while, serve. serving God is going to pay up. Look like he's taking a while, but I'm going to stay right here to do what he said. Hallelujah to God. Somebody shout glory to God. So that's why I'm telling God, you got to be sober in this hour. You got to be vigilant because you got an adversary out there going about as a roaring lion seeking. Tell somebody the devil is after you. Come on. Don't be scared. Look at that person next to you that speaking in tongues and shouting and falling out. Look like they got something down in their belly. Tell them the devil is after you. You still ain't got them. It still ain't hit your spirit yet because they sitting there looking wonderful. How many people in sin dwell? Wherefore let him who thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Don't you ever for 1 minute think you so wonderful you can't mess up. God will show you you ain't as perfect as you think you are. Say amen, church. So, gotta be sober. That's one of my prayers that I'm praying about every day. Lord, Hosea, show me what's hindering me. If there's somebody that's hindering me from getting to my next place, show me who it is. Don't let me love somebody so much that they hinder me from fulfilling my destiny. Show me who's in my way. Show me. And God, if I don't know how to get rid of them, you kick them out my life. Hallelujah to God. Please be seated. I'm coming. We got to. Glory be to God. Show it to me. So we got to remember. We got to remember that we're pilgrims. Lay hands on yourself. Say, I'm a pilgrim. Got to remember that we're pilgrims in a strange land. And you can't get comfortable. You can't get comfortable here. You cannot get satisfied with this life. You can't be comfortable. There's something you should be after. Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for, I'm pressing toward the mark. There's something that I'm after. I'm not satisfied with just coming to church. I'm not satisfied. Prophet Khan, I love you. I'm glad to meet you. Glad to be a part of the church. But the minute I lose my pursuit of God, I got to pack my bags and find me somewhere else to go. Because I'm not coming to church to be entertained. Go entertain me. Help me get to where I'm trying. Help me get, I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to preach, y'all, but y'all pushing on me. Tell somebody I'm after something. I'm after. Tell somebody I'm after something. I haven't made it yet. I have not arrived. I know you see me dancing, but baby, I have not arrived. I know you see me speaking in tongues, but I can promise you there's a war going on in my flesh. Ooh, y'all sitting up here acting all sadiddy and wonderful, acting like you perfect. You still know how to cuss. You still know how to do stuff, but there's a war. Paul said, when I would do good, evil. Tell somebody there's a war going on. There's a war. Hey, tell somebody else there's a war going on. Hey, I feel something creeping on me. I really want to preach today if y'all let me. Shake somebody up and tell them there's a war going on. I pray, but I don't always feel like praying. I don't feel like waking up 6 in the morning, coming here on Friday and Saturday. But I'm pushing because there's a war and I can't afford to let my flesh get control again. Because I'm dangerous. If my flesh is not under control, there's a war going on. Please be seated. 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 Look down your row. Tell them I have not arrived. I have. Come on, don't be scared. Look at that person next to you that's been doing all that bucking. Say, baby, I have not arrived. You catch me the right moment, I don't know what happened, baby. You come on, let's be honest in here. Baby, I have not arrived. Haven't arrived. Amen. Be seated. That's what happened here. Please be seated. That's what happened here. That's what's going on in the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth is written during a time of judges. Please be seated. That's what's going on in the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth is written during a time of judges. And always remember that. I won't say that to you for just a moment. Stop looking down on people. The only time you should look down on a man is when you're picking him up. Amen. You got to stop looking down on folk, because some of y'all did it. You just didn't get caught. Talk to me. Amen. So sit down on that. But anyway, that's what happened here. This book was written during a time of judges. Please be seated. Please, Pastor Butler. I haven't even got to my text yet, but I'm coming. This is written during a time. I only got about 29 minutes, y'all. This book is written during a time of judges, and the judges were in control now. They were ruling things, and things were out of order.
Yes, sir.
Read the book of Judges. If you read the book of Judges, the theme of Judges seems to be every man did what was right in his own eyes. That seems to be what was going on. That people did what they wanted to do. Seems like now, don't it? Yeah. See, like, how we living it now? Folk want to do what they want to do. I mean, everybody know. Everybody know marriage is between a man and a woman. I mean, everybody know that. I mean, isn't that common knowledge? Marrying each other, they marrying animals now. You know, people marrying their dog. And man, I'm serious. I ain't lying. It's people crazy. They losing their mind. They doing some folk doing what they want to do. Folk don't even think you got to respect your mama no more. Huh? How many folk know you still got to do what your mama say? Why the church ain't get happy when I said that? Yeah. Okay. You still got to honor your mother and father. That your days, y'all don't believe that no more? Yeah. You still got to be obedient to children. Obey your parents. That's what the Bible declares. Still got to do what your mama say. How many folk know, no matter what people are telling you, you still supposed to come to church? Amen. How many folk know you don't go to church on the internet? You come to the household of faith. Forsake not the assembly of yourself. I don't care what they telling y'all. You're still supposed to come to church where two or three are gathered in my name. I'm there in the midst. But seem like people are doing what they want to do. And that's what it is now. It's your thing. Do what you want to do now. And you know, people listening. There was a time when saved people got saved. We didn't listen to certain songs no more. Y'all don't remember that? Y'all remember that? You know, when you got saved, you know, you threw away certain CDs and threw away certain tape. But now I don't know whether you save or not, because you still listening to what you listen to. How many folk know you can't let everything in your spirit? Come on, y'all be honest. Come on. How many folk know certain songs got certain spirits attached to them? And it wake up certain appetites in y'all big. Come on. Talk to me in here. Amen. Spirits are connected to that stuff. Got to be careful. Because even though you think you're strong, it's slowly toxifying your system. Amen. Sooner or later, you'll be making a call that you ain't have no business making. Come on. Y'all got to talk back to me in here. Responding to text messages, looking through the phone. Folk that you know you ain't even attracted to no more. But that tells somebody to be careful what you listen to. That's the time we was in. Everybody was doing exactly what they wanted to do. In the book of Judges, they had issues, y'all. It was an ugly time. There was a Benjamite war that was going on at that time. I mean, it was nothing pretty about the book of Judges. It was a lot of perversion. It was an enormous amount of debauchery. They were in a promised place. They were in the place of promise, but their life was in shambles. You didn't hear what I said. I say they were in the place of their promise, but their life was in shambles. They were where they were supposed to be, but their life didn't line up with their promise. You're not hearing me. They were where they were supposed to be, but they lacked the discipline to stay where they were supposed to be. How many folk know you got to get your heart right before you get there? Because if your heart don't get right, you won't stay where you're supposed to be for long. Y'all ain't talking to me in here. They were in place naturally. They were in place naturally, but spiritually, they were not where they were supposed to be. Like some of y'all who are in church naturally, but spiritually, you are dismissed. Spiritually, you ain't praying. You ain't fasting. You ain't speaking in tongues. Come on, talk to me in here. You've been here for the last 3 months, but the last 6 months, you've been backslidden. You ain't been focused. You ain't been in your word. You're here
physically, but you done lost your drive. You done lost your passion. And the Bible lets us know that the only time they called on God is when they got in trouble.
Don't that sound like some of us? Y'all not going to be honest, but I'll talk about you anyway. They only wanted God when they were in trouble. They only wanted God when they got a situation. How many folk know Jesus is not your Santa Claus? Amen. Jesus is not somebody that you come to when you get in trouble. He don't want to be your part-time lover. He wants to be your husband. Hey, hallelujah. And he said, if you love me, guess what you're going to do? You're going to keep my commandments. Clap your hands if you're falling in love with Jesus all over. Again, come on, clap your hands that he's about to take you into a deeper realm in him. Well, that's when Ruth was written. Ruth was written during a call on God time. It was during a time when everybody was calling on God, but their prayer life was only crisis oriented. They didn't have a prayer life of communion. They didn't have a prayer life of just loving on Jesus. You know, do you know 90% of your prayer life should be just loving on him? You shouldn't be asking him for something and telling him what you want him to work out for you. 90% of your prayer life should be, Father, I bless you. Lamb of God, I love you today. I just came to love on you and tell you how wonderful you are. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you. I'm addicted to you. I can't live without you. I long to be in your presence. Where would I be without you? You're my daily bread. You're my water when I'm thirsty. Bread when I'm hungry. Jehovah Sidkenu, Jehovah Makadash, Jehovah Roha, Elion, Adonai, Elohim. Y'all ain't talking to me. You're the king, immortal, invisible. You're great, you're mighty. You do miracles so great. There is nobody like you. I love to call you. I love to love. Y'all ain't talking to me. Loving, that's what the majority of your prayer life should be. But here we are. It's a time where they only call on God when they're in a crisis. They went to Canaan. Glory to God. I feel like preaching on. Can I preach like I want to? They went to Canaan and God sent them there to drive them out, but they keep on hanging on to old stuff. They sent them to Canaan and God drove them out of there, but they keep trying to go there. And how many folk know you can't play with the devil? Amen. How many folk know when God gets ready to hit that thing in your life, you better give it up? Come with God. He deals with things on your life, but on a yearly basis. Amen. He may let you get away with it for a little while, but the closer you get to him and the more you spend time with him and the more he begins to do stuff in your life, he'll start saying, it's time to let that go now. It's time to let this go now. You held on to this for about 6 months. Give up them cigarettes now. Y'all ain't saying that. Time to let, you know, he don't do everything immediately. You know, some people don't understand. Everybody don't get a deliverance immediately. Some people, deliverance is a process where he begin to say, all right, time to let him go. Time to let it go. Time to let her go. Let that go. And how many of you know that as he hit it, you got to let it go? Let it. Tell somebody, let it go. Let it go. You act like you scared to say that. Tell somebody, let it go. Let it go. Amen. He got to let it go. And so here it is. They got to leave. They got to leave because the devil is after them. And what the enemy does, he uses the enemy to get them out of the place that they're not supposed to be in. That's what God will do. He will use your enemies to get you in the right place. He'll use your enemies to get you back on your face. He'll use your enemies to get you in prayer and to get you in the right place. But this is a battle that they cannot fight naturally. They got to fight this thing spiritually, because our weapons are not carnal. Am I making sense? They're used to fighting with their fists. They're used to fighting with army material. They're used to fighting with blades and razors, and they're used to fighting with swords. But this time he said, you can't fight that way this time. I'm not even going to let you fight that way. This time I'm going to teach you how to trust me when you fight. I'm going to teach you how to lay on your face and say, Lord, fight against them. Anybody ever had to put God on your enemies? Anybody ever had to say, Lord, I can't handle this, but I'm putting it in your hands. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Look at somebody and say, God gonna handle it. God.
Who am I talking to? I feel a preacher coming up. Tell your neighbor, God's going to handle this battle. God, you still got the wrong neighbor. You find somebody here. Say, God going to handle this. You ain't got to be conniving. You ain't got to be sneaky. You ain't got to be underhanded. You ain't got to mistreat no witchcraft. God is going to get your enemies. I don't know who that's for, but I came with a word from the Lord to tell somebody, whoever did you wrong, God's about to get them. God, I heard no weapon. No weapon. Shake somebody real hard and tell them it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work.
But you got to trust me. You got to trust me. You got to let me fight your battle. Don't just call on me sometimes. You got to be spiritual all the time. Don't just call on me when it get real bad. Let me fight your battle. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Neither be thy envious against the evil workers of iniquity, for they'll soon be cut down, cut off. You ain't got to worry. Tell somebody God gonna deal with them. I can't let that go, but I came with a word from the Lord to tell somebody, the person that made your heart blue, God gonna make theirs gray. I don't know who that come to tell you, God is about to fight on your behalf. Vengeance is mine. Hey, God got this thing under control. Things up. Please be seated. I'm coming. So that's what the book of Ruth is. Ruth is in a twisted time. Somebody shout a twisted time. And so twisted times at a twisted time. They have a twisted life. And let's go from it. Let's just be honest. If you give me a minute, I just want to be honest. But they're in a twisted time. They have a twisted life. And I got to be honest with you. It's nobody's fault but theirs. It's their fault, because anytime you disconnect from God, anytime you disconnect from God, the enemy is going to creep in. Anytime you lose your prayer life and lose your dedication and forget what your salvation, come on, be honest in here. Anytime you start losing your love for God and forgetting, you know, he told that church, I got an all against you. He said, I first, you don't love me like you used to. Yeah. You don't spend time with me. Zion, what's the matter now? You don't dance like you used to dance. Yeah. You don't shout like you used to shout. You don't pray. I remember when you would praise me. Didn't care what happened to your makeup. Didn't care what happened to your hair. But now you done got sophisticated. You done learned how to give me a sedated praise. I don't want no cute praise. I want an ugly praise. Hey. Praise me like you used to dance in the club. Show out and let the devil know that I still gotta praise. Anytime you disconnect from God, can I preach like I feel it? Just give me about 15 more minutes. Anytime you disconnect from God, the enemy creeps in. And that's what happened. The Bible declares that while men slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares among them. You trying to figure out where that anger coming from. Why am I so angry? Why am I so upset? Where's this fighting spirit coming from? Where's this coming from? Where's this jealousy, this animosity? Why am I so snappy? Why is everything irritating me? Why the minute I wake up, I'm just ready to go off on somebody? People got to walk on eggshells around me. You done let the enemy creep in. You done got distracted. Y'all ain't talking back to me. It didn't have to be this way, but now you done allowed the enemy to creep in. Look at somebody and say, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Didn't have to get this way.
Thank you for listening to the Prophetic Radio Broadcast with Prophet Brian Karn. We invite you to join us at a Kingdom City church near you. Come worship with us at KCC Jacks in Jacksonville, Florida, every Sunday at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. and Thursdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. at 2104 North Main Street, Jacksonville, Florida, or at KCC Charlotte in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information on our services, text the word Kingdom City, which is all one word, to the number 22828. That's Kingdom City to 22828. Or call 1-833-522-5433. You can also visit us online at kcccharlotte.org. kccjax.org or briancarn.com for more information and to sow a seed into the ministry. More grace, we're excited about your future.